John F. Kennedy Library President's Office Files. Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape 48. 8 minutes, 50 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 9 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, please see recording log number 48. Excision 1, 14 seconds excised. Excision 2, 52 seconds excised. Excision 3, 1 minute, 15 seconds excised.
Direction of the Soviets rather than report without comment of your statement last evening. Before leaving New York for Havana, McKeon was dwelling in his talks with U.S. officials and comments to the press on the need for broad U.S.-Soviet discussion on Cuba to include Castro's 5 points. In either case, however, as he tried to introduce in Castro demands as quid pro quo for settlement, Soviet propaganda has soft-pedaled Castro's November 1st speech and has not mentioned his refusal to permit inspection for the dismantling. Taping, as before, gives Castro his full propaganda backing. There is no evidence of change in the disposition and readiness posture of the major Soviet and satellite military forces. There are indications that the USSR is going ahead with plans to develop at least some submarine support facilities in Cuba.
Excision 4. 1 minute, 29 seconds excised.
Two Soviet ships, one dry cargo and one tanker, and one Czech dry cargo vessel are inside the quarantine line bound for Cuba. Another two Soviet tankers were to cross the line earlier today. A total of 14 block ships are now en route to Cuba. Included in this report, Mr. President, is an annex which reviews the SAM program and the unprecedented nature of it. Compares it with the ground or SAM programs in other countries. We prepared this because Kuznetsov and McCoyan, in talking with people in New York, seemed to dismiss this SAM business because they had given SAM sites to SAMs to Indonesia, Egypt, and Iraq, I believe. However, the procedure was followed here was entirely different. Those instances that go back to a couple of years involved a few Soviet personnel on an extended training course. This was done with unprecedented rapidity of the thousands, or rather just a few Soviet personnel, all of which indicates that the purposes were entirely different. We're transmitting this to Governor Stevenson and Jack McCloy for their use of possible guidance. Further discussion on this subject. Also, at your request, President, we have and included in this report as Annex 2 the impact of the U.S. quarantine on merchant shipping. Cuba, the facts are more or less as we have reported from time to time that there are about eight ships of non-blocked flags, but which have been under charter to block countries, have been going into Cuba in the last, since October the 23rd. You're familiar with the ships that have been turned around. I do not have as yet a report on non-blocked country shipping to Cuba. In other words, we don't know whether any ships which maybe were loading for Cuba or not for Cuba have been turned back. We know none have been turned back. There may have been some for loading which was suspended. The Watch Committee has met and they confirm the findings of the CIA memorandum. They state that there appears to be no decrease in the assembly rate of IL-28 bomber aircraft at San Julian Airfield. Trace location of missiles and related equipment removed from dismantling MRBM sites is unknown. We cannot exclude the possibility that MRBM equipment has been redeployed to alternate sites in Cuba. In this connection, Mr. President, we've made quite a study of this matter of caves in view of the report appearing in last night's last edition of the Star.
Excision 5. 50 seconds excised.
situation, however, is a serious one, because Cuba is populated with caves. I have a map here.
Excision 6, 2 minutes, 42 seconds excised.
Staging areas before they move down to the port. So that's good. even though this places the planes at great risk, because Savannah, as we know, is ringed by anti-aircraft.
And you have to fly across
and we have to fly essentially across the harbor.
I think that's the safest way to do it, actually, to come in very, very low into the harbor area. Actually flying to these two camps, we penetrate the air defenses of Havana, but not in the same places, so it really not going in twice in the same
place. You photograph Havana Harbor from the outside?
We might have done it with a C-97. We don't think today with a high level in the bad weather we can. The original proposal was to look at it from C-97. If that didn't do, then go for the low level. But right now, this is the most important target.
What's the hurry about Havana?
Because that's where we expect to find most of this equipment, either in the point itself or in these camps.
Still a little early.
Sooner or later, we'll have to go there.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. I'm wondering whether it's still, whether that target really is a day off or so.
It's a very risky target. If we lose two planes, there are one plane there today. If we're going to get under great pressure to take some forceful action, and perhaps we should defer it for that reason and take one of these others.
Purely a political point of view, I would think that Havana would not be particularly good target today if Laconia is trying to get the Earth inspection by any chance, supervision down there. Also,
Excision 7. 8 seconds excised.
Portrait of the photographs is with the feeling that this
courses they fly each time are different, are they?
We're trying to see whether they can. What we really want is flight paths, and we'd rather wait a day and have it all laid out in charts.
There will be a great similarity on the flight paths, for reasons I've indicated before. Some of these missions can only be flying from one or two ways.
Either up and down or down and up.
That's right.
Mr. President, I think it's important for us to keep a daily watch on the I-28s. If on other reasons the Russians know, we continue to be very much interested.
I fully support that. Well, we'll go ahead with these six.
What is the situation with the drones?
Manifest of what's on the ship, the Red Cross could
radio.
Well, that's right.
We do have a terrible problem here about this thing to kill after this particular phase is over. And I think this is something we've still got to press on. It may be that this out of free arrangement will open up this possibility, but we haven't had any indication from humans that are interested in out of free arrangement. But we're still working on this with respect to what we do about it. I'm not close in touch with it as George.
objected enough to the kind of sense of urgency that we feel about these things collectively here.
Well, we can get have a job Jack McCoy.
More than Gale's too. He seems to be that. He's going to carry on.
It's got to be more than, I think it's the whole damn staff that we're talking about. I don't know just how far down it goes.
Well, it includes Noyes and Pearson.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
do it.
No. Noyes, Gale's, Pearson.
Well, how about George? How about calling Adelaide up and see if they can all come down this afternoon and maybe spend some time with everybody and really get this? Because we've got to have a major fight with the Russians in the next 2 or 3 days. But always, in addition, we've got to say you can't go ahead with a submarine base. I mean, just demilitarize Cuba, and Cuba's safe. But if you're going to go ahead and build a submarine, that's going to begin to lay a lot of oil and so on, figuring that you're going to give it to us for 3 more months. They would be fighting about the sand sites and the submarine and all the rest. You see, they need for them. We break our word, you've obviously got things you can do. So I think the minute we get these missiles out, we suddenly see a terrific activity going on in the submarine base.
I think there's some advantage in getting our whole crowd in New York scared of us, you know. We have to invade.
We
had to scare for a while.
I think that there's merit to that. I think we ought to look awfully dissatisfied with the way things are going. Because otherwise there's not going to be any real punch behind that conversation with the fan. So that's a pretty good deal. We've got to hold Khrushchev to every one of his points. Particularly, as I say, we ought to get that eye out. We ought to get out on a submarine base. I mean, we're going to be in great shape if we're going around the United States. They're building a major submarine base in Cuba.
Particularly since Keating asked us 2 weeks ago.
What?
He heard it was true and wanted to know what.
Well, probably is, yeah, then.
The advance guard of the agents are trying to get
the
agents.
Position of the militarization of the island. Yeah.
Well, if we've got, we ought to hang them on this line, all our militants, all our specialists can leave. Instead of which publicly we've got to be satisfied, and privately damn dissatisfied.
Not very good.
Yeah.
There is one problem. If you go for the SAM sites hard and take the whole, all their major defensive things out of that sort, then the pressure for these further political guarantees on their part are going to come very strong, and get strong Russian support. We're insisting that they be entirely open then, and they're going to push harder on subversion and all these things, which we think in general we shouldn't go for. Maybe something that would involve inspection of the refugee, alleged refugee camps or something that sort of thing. The more you take away the defenses, the more the Russians and the Cubans are going to insist on wide political commitments on our behalf.
What we've got here is the long-range problem, especially which has to be done by, they're not going to commit on the ground by air. We can't do U-2 if they're going to have these SAM sites. And we've got to really get an agreement, I think, for the Russians' own interest. Otherwise, there are going to be these incidents, which they will realize will escalate. So I think that this is another point we ought to put in our conversations. We ought to get the inspection prepared anyway, in that case, they're not able to come down today.
Yeah.
I
think there's some advantage in writing a tight instruction and then letting it ride for 2 days. I think we may get just, if we bring them down here on Saturday afternoon when there isn't going to be much happening in the next 48 hours, I'm not sure.
It's going to be difficult on the ploy because of his personal arrangements.
That's right. Is George doing that now? I'm not sure what
he's
doing.
Yes, he is.
He's on there cutting right now.
Well, except he's going to have to talk tomorrow, number one. And number two is that McClellan's coming back Monday, so I would think that either today or tomorrow, we're going to make some sense.
I think it'd be well for Jack McCoy to come down here before he can spend the day with his next stop tomorrow.
Right.
So I'm just going to
Adelaide
and Yost.
Mr. President, what's your own plan? It'll make it a lot easier if you're going to be here.
I'll stay right.
Excision 8. 42 seconds excised.
Very easily find the removal of these Russian drones.
impart this to these people so that they don't think that they just have.
I'll have a paper on this.
I think we ought to have the Russians have the impression that if they continue, to, even though the guarantee, but if they continue to put a tremendous buildup in there, as they could put these MOPO back in a week, aren't they? I mean, they could put them back in less time than that. Find ourselves much worse off 6 months, 6 months from now, a lot of mobile. I think it's doubtful, but I think it's certainly possible.
President, I think a useful approach to the questions on this matter is this business of asking, are you going to keep the military base in Cuba? We have, on public record, saying that we'll never be able to have any kind of decent relations with Cuba. This is one of the things that isn't negotiable, this presence of a foreign power in the Western Hemisphere. And this leaves it up to them then to decide whether they're going to play it that way or not. If not, they want us, I think, to work toward good relations with Cuba because of the economic pressure on them. They don't like to carry the burden of having to feed Cuba and everything. They want to push us in the direction where we will lift these restrictions on trade and this sort of thing.
Well, I think that they might make this more conflict. There's enough work to do for
back.
Excision 9, 38 seconds excised.
Um,
The ultimate weapon would have to be tested.
Right,
probably the next test, next couple of tests, depending on their luck, could be done underground.
Progress could be made underground, but it couldn't be weaponized without further testing the atmosphere.
But I think the development program could be kept going for some time.
Yes.
Fred, I would be reluctant to see us put an actual time limit factored into the suspension of these tests. We may, for broader reasons, want to go into some proof tests of weapons and things of that sort if the situation gets bad. Also, if we have a prospective resumption of testing hanging over, it keeps some pressure on the Soviet Union to take the atmosphere, underwater, and outer space tests separate from the underground if we don't get agreement on the underground. I wouldn't want to see us specify a time period in which we're not testing, but here we are. We're coming up to a period in which both sides will probably not be tested. Let's get busy and try to work out some agreements.
Mr. Secretary, we are all convinced that we're superior underground than the Soviet Union is. I think that's acceptable. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so. But that being true, if they don't test any more in the atmosphere, we're testing underground, we're certainly not losing under those conditions. They begin testing the atmosphere again.
I agree. We should not test just to test. But I would be reluctant to see us say we're not going to test here in 1963. Because if the Soviets have any idea of coming to an agreement for the next several months, we can find that out. And if they're not going to come to an agreement, they may start testing again. If they're not going to come to an agreement, then I don't think we want to have our hands tied by a pledge as to when we may or may not resume.
Well, only we could then just, in that case, just take out this second sentence and say the medium altitude tests shot fire this morning. That all shot fire concludes our present atmospheric test series in the Pacific. I hope that in the next months we can conclude an effective test ban treaty so we need never resume testing. Agreement will save an important first step. And then we should put our best efforts to this end and hope others will do the same.
That's right.
I would agree.
You see any difference with that, Bill?
There's no.
I'm consistent with the resolution that's been introduced and voted on Monday by the UN General Assembly.
In one of these resolutions, they say that all testing will cease after January 63.
Well, this is the request that. But if those hopes are not maintained, then under a limited agreement with adequate assurances on detection and identification by an international commission, the underground would as well, but the adequate assurances are in the resolution.
Is it in that?
Well, it's in the resolution as general, but they adjourned the meeting in order to try to re-amend. This is the sixth amendment of that resolution.
I see.
The sixth amendment says a limited agreement with adequate assurances on for detection and identification. I don't have the exact wording here, but this is your three words got magnified during the course of yesterday afternoon debate. But it's still all right. It is not a change in our on-site inspection requirements. It simply says adequate assurances for detection and identification.
Last test is this morning or tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
So that we hope we can release this tomorrow.
Immediately, yes. Because it will then be known, of course.
Well, obviously, it looks like it's shorter than it was, Bill, but I think it's probably.
Well, I think it's adequate. You will have it.
Read again. Medium altitude shot fired this morning off Johnson Island to screw up present atmospheric test series in the Pacific. I hope that in the next month we can conclude an effective test ban treaty so that we never need to resume testing, so that we or anyone else or so that the world can be free from further testing. The world can be free from further testing. Agreement in this area being important first step towards our continuing goal work with Sandwich to banish threat void. We should devote our best efforts to this end and hope that all others will do the same.
Further atmospheric testing?
We're going to extend atmospheric testing for a year on our, because the pattern works that way. We have to go on a
year. Not to